Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rock is coming out to play.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. How you doing?
I'm feeling good, and I'm in a giving mood, and I'm about to say something to you, Evan, and the listeners before I leave here today. Like a clean pair of Stacy Adams or that fine wine that you got in your wine cellar, I'm breaking something, or that nice watch that you only wear on special occasions. Yeah. The last time I did this, liquidated all assets and gave you guys a bet, it hit. And we all know what that was.
Please remind us.
The Wolves?
The Knicks?
No, the game that went overtime with the Atlanta Hawks. Remember I told you the Miami Heat? I said bet everything on them beating the Atlanta Hawks, and they beat them, Evan.
In overtime.
It don't matter. It cashed. I got something greater tonight. Mister.
What?
Hartenstein will have over 7.5 rebounds tonight. Liquidate all 7.5. He'll probably have that, Evan, in half.
Not five.
Wade gets in early foul trouble because he can't handle Miles Turner.
Now, why would you? That's hating. Build me up and say, go, I like that. Now, you could be right, and I could be wrong, but this is taking to the bank.
That does seem low.
Why 7.5? I couldn't believe it. I got a guy that knows a guy, and they hit me like, play that. That's the play. 7.5. Yeah.
Let's see if that's a good guess or not.
I just told you guys that do that.
You feel good about your guess. I like it.
I have two jobs, Donnie. I told you.
Okay. What's your one job first?
Oh, boy.
Give me one.
I cover the Giants. We cover.
We don't.
We can have a steak dinner and really have a candlelight conversation about this.
Evan,
we do.
Evan,
we have. Go ahead.
Covers the Giants more than you.
Evan doesn't watch him more than us.
But he is in the clubhouse.
No, I give you that.
Yeah.
But as far as this is our job, dude. It's incredible.
Right. It's not. We don't really cover the team. We monitor the team and observe it. And then we give our impression.
Journalists with words.
Now, I've got. Here's the last thing I'll say about.
For today?
The NBA, the schedule.
No.
And I have a text into Raymond Ritter. But here's what I'm willing to. I'm just going to state this as fact.
Go ahead.
And I'm pretty sure it is fact. But if it isn't. It's close enough.
You going guru on me.
So when the Warriors season came to an end in Minnesota, they had played their 10th playoff game in 19 days. They had, and I'm going to do it, game off game off, 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 game. They didn't have that many games in 19 days at any point of the regular season. They didn't have that many games in 19 days. And I'm wondering if that's great, that's bad, that's nothing, or is it worth looking at to tweak a little bit?
My response to that would be, whose fault was that?
And there you go.
I mean, they were up 3-1. So if they had won game 5 or game 6,
sure,
then they would not have had to play 10 games in 19 days. But they weren't good enough to close the series, and that cost them.
Okay, that's one way to look at it.
Or if they had won one game without Steph, they would have had 3 days of rest between games 5 and game 6. But they weren't good enough to get that one game without Curry.
That's my dude.
That's certainly one way to look at it.
Ritter text you back?
No. But
let me know when he does.
And
he's crunching numbers.
I ain't mad at you, Tupac, Sonny.
I don't care if you are or not.
Oh, there
we go. It means nothing to me whether you're mad at me or not.
Baby. Yeah. Not changing.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Yeah. What's he doing right now?
You're just mad.
I'm in a great mood.
Well, that's going to end soon if I have anything to say about it. You're just mad because when you said, well, Steiny, what about Jordan? Jordan did it. It was okay for Jordan. No, it wasn't. He didn't play as many games. He won a title. And he played 18 games. That's great. Curry's got to win a title and play 26. Michael Jordan in the playoffs back in the day with Jordan, Bird, and Magic were not nearly as grueling as present day. And we're seeing the effects of it.
What do you think is the most games that Curry had to play in the playoffs to win a championship?
Well, let me think about that. Probably 23.
22.
Okay.
But he only started 18 of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last season they won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
The most he had to play in the years they won a championship was 21.
Okay.
So that's not a ridiculously more amount of games than Michael Jordan.
Well, one of the reasons that Curry gets the benefit from that is because he was on a dominant team. You know what I mean? So they didn't have to, you know, they obviously took care of series in 5 or 6 games.
But isn't that what you have to do to win a championship?
Well, now, yeah. But I'm saying in the past, you know.
You mean Jordan just took it 7 because he wanted?
No, he didn't have to play 7.
Now, why didn't he have to play 7?
Because first of all,
In fact, he never played 7 in the finals, I think.
Right, but what I'm saying is, back in the early 80s, if you had the best record in your conference, you had a bye in the first round. So you didn't even have to play a first round series. Then, like Michael Jordan, early in his career, the first round was 3 game, for Jordan it was a best of 5, but they used to have best of 3s. In the first round. So the most amount of playoff games you could possibly play would be 3 + 5 = 8 plus 7 + 7 = 22. Now theoretically you might have to play 28. That's all.
But you won't have to play 28 to win a championship because the team that has to play 28 won't get there. That's the point.
Well, I get that, but the point is there's more playoff games built in. There just are. It takes, like, for a champ, I would look at it this way. For a championship team, you got to win 16 games, right? You didn't have to win 16 games in the 80s. You only had to win 12 sometimes. That's all. All right. There's one other thing I wanted to get at. Okay, so you don't even pay attention anymore.
Dude, if you're running your mouth, if you pass the ball,
Evan
maybe
was
I
talking.
Can shoot.
Evan was talking.
It's Steiny and Goo, not Steiny E and Goo. Like, damn,
hey, Shaq.
Wake me up.
Hey, Shaq.
Evan, that was the greatest one.
My bad, Goo.
No, stop. He's coming to you. Can I tell you what I was doing?
You were probably texting.
No, I'm about to break down.
Oh, boy.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Forget
it. I want you to.
Talk to Evan.
No. What were you doing?
No, you don't care.
I do care, no. Actually. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm making it too much about me. And
I'm sorry.
Maybe this will play better.
I'm
later.
Sorry. Yeah, and Evan, I'm sorry.
You didn't do anything wrong.
No, I apologize.
No, I'm sorry.
You did nothing wrong, Evan.
No, I'm,
come at me an hour later. Are you away? You sleep?
Hey, Carter.
My bad.
I apologize.
Oh, my bad, Carter.
It's okay.
I met the criteria to be selected, I wasn't.
What were you doing? Just tell me, please. Please.
Honestly, do you want to know?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I veered off, but I was listening to you and Evan. So my police officer friend, the detective that you met June at Norm's party, randomly sends me something that popped up. I wasn't looking because I was paying attention to the show. And remember the other day we were having fun with ChatGPT, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he put my name in ChatGPT and copied what it said about me.
You
Evan almost teared up.
You love yourself some goo.
No, I don't.
Go ahead and read it. Read it.
Do you really want to know?
Of course.
No, I'm not, because I'm not that guy.
Yeah, you are.
But I almost
you're about to be. You're about to be that guy. Come on, do it. And then do me.
We got to do you. Daryl the Guru Johnson, a native of Union City, California, has earned his reputation as a standout sports radio personality through a combination of passion, perseverance, and authentic connection with the audience. Why he's so good at his job, lifelong passion and dedication, Johnson's journey into sports broadcasting began in 1991 with his first sports call. His deep-rooted love for sports instilled by his father, who took him to games to teams like the A's, Cowboys, Raiders, laid the foundation for his career. The passion drove him to become a regular caller on various radio stations in the Bay Area, honing in on his on-air presence and building the following. Breakthrough via talent and tenacity. In 2012, Johnson's perseverance, part of when he won the Lucky Break contest at 95.7 The Game, a competition that among 200 contestants aiming to deliver the most entertaining sports content. His victory led to be a one-year contract with the station, which was renewed due to his compelling broadcasting skills and the positive impact on show ratings, authenticity, and charisma. Known for his charismatic humor, and demeanor, Johnson brings a unique voice to sports commentary. His ability to connect with listeners through relatable insights and engaging discussions sets him apart in the industry. Beyond the studio. One more, Evan. This one made me cry. Beyond the studio, Johnson actively participates in the community events such as the Black History Month panels hosted by the mayor of Union City. His involvement affects his commitment for using his platform to inspire and uplift others. Thank you, June. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that was out there. I'm going to read that every day before I come in.
That was all from ChatGPT?
Yes. Hey, Evan, there's a couple more paragraphs I couldn't get to. We got to do you on air. Oh, yours will be. I mean, you've been in the business 20 years.
You've got.
That was wild.
No ties to any community.
The Black History Month and you.
Oh my God. That was made up.
I went and spoke.
Who's the mayor?
Well, she's not now.
Oh, well, what was her name?
It don't matter. Don't put
exactly.
me on. You're trying to take away from the moment.
Well, just the last part. Just the last part.
That was incredible. I'm on a high. Let's go, Stoney.
All right.
We got to do yours, but it'll take an hour.
By the way, remember yesterday we were talking about Curry and the gold medal, and whether he...
Oh, I got a lot of people hitting on the side.
Well, you may have a lot of people, but I've got the only one who matters.
Oh, boy.
I got an email from Ernie Chavez.
Oh, our man.
Steiny, I'll say it this way. Curry is the reason why they won a medal. Someone like Tatum would gladly trade in his medal for another Larry O'Brien trophy because he didn't play. But Curry had some of the greatest moments in Olympic history, and a fifth Larry doesn't compare to that. And I think here's the real nut graph.
Ernie!
Evan and Guru totally dismissed the medal, but they don't get it's very important to players.
And I hope Ernie just...
I embellished a little, but not much.
We love Ernie. That's my guy. I feel that. I feel what Ernie was putting down.
Okay.
Yeah, I can disagree.
Sure. And you do often.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Whoever. Even if you might even agree at times. But, you know, just playing a role. It's fine.
I'm Michael Jackson with the popcorn.
Did I apologize to you yet? I haven't. I'm really sorry.
You just change on us. We're together an hour before this show. We come up with a play.
We say what
we're going to do. And then the lights, camera, action. And you're just a gremlin. Like, the change is incredible. Like,
No, 45 minutes we're together. Not an hour.
You leave early.
Evan and I are together for almost 2 hours. You come in, the three of us are together for 45 minutes.
Because the show, we wouldn't have a show if we spent that much time together. You know why I do that.
That's honestly what made the audible a little more
perplexing.
Yeah.
You called him. He didn't go Omaha. He went Russia.
Okay, so.
And I love you, Starnie. Hey, Evie, boy. Evie gets that check. He earns that chicken. You are the best thing going.
Shut up.
I don't appreciate it.
I don't care.
I'm on a high. You can hit me right now. Shut up. The community.
Let's go to Melinda.
Hey.
Hey, Melinda. How are you? Oh, Caleb. Sorry.
What's up, Caleb?
Oh, we got our guy Caleb?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, Caleb?
Oh, man. Wait. What?
This happened to Austin, right? Big smoothie.
Well, you guys said Melinda. That's my mom's name.
Yeah, I know. Steiny said it.
I know.
And now
I also know your last name.
Wow, that's different. You guys are top notch. Yeah. But look, after what Guru was saying about all his accomplishments, I think we've all come to a conclusion in the great country of America. Guru, you should run for president. Steiny, you should be his vice, and then Evan should be secretary.
Wow. Yeah. Did you imagine, Caleb?
We'll see.
Goo for prez, man.
Yeah, the Black House. Yeah.
Not that funny.
Oh, man, it's the blackout. But, look, I'm going to do a hypothetical question today because I'm feeling good today.
Well, that's great.
Friday.
Yeah. Glad to hear it.
So, yeah, you know, is it payday for you tomorrow, Steiny?
Yeah. But Guru's today. But go ahead. Yeah.
God, what a hater.
There you go. Maybe you can buy me something tomorrow, Steiny. But look, if the Warriors were to win another championship, hypothetically,
all right,
Where would Steph be in your all-time rankings, Steiny? Because I know you love
it. Doesn't
old, you know, the old heads and the classic players? Where would you have him?
It doesn't move me. He's established already. He's I'll put him in the top 10, top 12. But I, no.
Top 12?
What?
Top 12?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Wow. You don't really like Steph, huh? You're not a big Warriors fan?
I love Steph. He's the secret of my success. And one of the reasons it's been success is because I've told it like it is, and everybody understands that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thanks, Caleb. I mean, can I just... It's no shade.
No, yes, the top 12 is...
Chamberlain. Let's just go Chamberlain, Jordan, Magic, Bird, LeBron, Duncan, Kobe, Oscar Robertson, Bill Russell. You know, I'm already up to 9 or 10.
Yeah, but what if we went by position? Well, you got Magic as your one. Who would be your second point guard coming off the bench? Because Curry's... And I love Magic. Irvin is everything. But I'm sorry. Steph is my starting PG and my starting five. We had to go by position.
I mean.
You like, that doesn't offend you.
What?
I would, Curry over Magic.
I would take Magic over Curry, but.
Okay.
I'm not
here. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not here to fight you.
Whoa.
You know, some people probably have Steph.
Yeah.
You know, in their top five.
No doubt.
I got him in my top 10 or 12.
I got him in mine.
Do you have him ahead of Kobe?
Well, I don't say ahead because I got him in the start lineup together.
But if you had to make a
I would have Kobe ahead of Curry. And I don't think Curry would even be mad at me for that.
Mm. I would have Curry over Kobe.
I would ask you why.
Because I think he's better.
But defensively, that don't matter?
Well,
I know. Well, come on.
Yeah. I think in my lifetime, I think – Curry's probably impacted the game maybe more than Jordan.
Like, well, that's a different conversation, the impact of the game. I'm not mad at
it. Well, like, I've never seen a player, like, as great as Kobe was and as important as he was,
no doubt,
and how many games I've watched him play, I feel like Steph's just more of a problem than Kobe.
Well, the game's definitely different, and I get that uniqueness. But, yeah, I got him my starting PG.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Hey, Antonio, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, Steph, top 12? Woo! I got him, like, third or fourth. Mm. You know, like, he's an amazing player, man. Changed the game. You know, he never had to go from team to team in order to win. But, honestly, man, like, I don't think he should have went to the Olympics. I understand, like, I guess sometimes, you know, players, they think Olympics, you know, mean more or whatever, but... I mean, people are going to remember you for your NBA stuff, you know? Just like Michael Jordan, you know, he went to the Olympics, but what do they say about him? Oh, he's 6-0 in the finals. He never needed a game 7. You know, Kevin Durant, he had like, more points than anybody in Olympic history. And what do they say about him? Oh, he went to the Warriors. He took the easy way out. Carmelo has, what, the most gold medals. And what do they say about him? Oh, he should have went to the Miami Heat, team up with Dwayne Wade and LeBron, or the Bulls and D Rose, and he could have won a championship. So they're always going to point to the NBA stuff more than the Olympic stuff. But like I said, I see the other side too. But man, so where you got your Jerry Rice ranked? Top 5 only, Steiny, or what? Because we got Steph top 12. I got him like 3rd or 4th. That's just me.
Football player or wide receiver?
Wide receiver.
He's probably the best.
Hmm.
I have him 1. Yeah, receivers, I got Rice 1. Overall football players, probably still top 5 or 10, right?
That's funny. You don't know who my answer is. If you were to say who's your...
Danny White.
This is crazy.
No, that's favorite. I'm talking about the best football player I've ever seen. No, he's from New York. Played for New York.
Joe Namath.
No, great guess.
LT?
LT.
Yeah.
I know he was on some substance, but that dude was incredible, man.
Yeah, good little player. No, Dick Butkus.
A pretty good actor, too. I watched Any Given Sunday again over the weekend. He was in it. Let me guess you hadn't seen it. Willie Beaman, Jamie Foxx, Al Pacino. And gives a speech.
Oh, that thing is, okay.
Dennis Quaid.
Is that like inch by inch?
Yeah, look, wow.
Blade of grass by blade of grass.
Scotty, you seen it?
They lost that game.
Dude, the speech is in my mind. And oh, my goodness. You do watch.
Did they win the game in the movie? Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, they did.
I don't remember at all.
He went to another team, though.
By the way, do not forget, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they are on the call, and you can watch the games on KPIX+. Pregame starts at 6:30. Valkyries are 2-4, I believe. 2-4. And what did you have the over-under at?
Well, Vegas had it at 9.
Right. And I think they play a 40-game schedule.
But they had two tough games with the Liberty, Steiny.
No, they played the Liberty well.
Yeah.
They absolutely did.
Well, one game it got ugly, but the second one of the back-to-back, I thought they did well for themselves.
On this team, we fight for that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch. We claw with our fingernails for that itch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the fucking difference.
All right.
That's
on me.
Bob Melvin, that's all we're asking for. I almost teared up. They got the music playing. I got to believe you played for a coach that gave you.
I thought it came later in the speech. That's on me.
The riot act for you, Stoney. Not one that ever got in your face or gave one of those Newt Rockne speeches.
I remember.
I had them.
I remember sometimes in high school, my coach would get on me because he knew I could handle it, but two of my teammates couldn't. And so he would come down my road, and I was smart enough to know that really he was coming down other guys' road, but he had to use me as the conduit because I was tougher than my teammates, quite frankly.
I got you. But the answer's no. I love that stuff, man. I think it works, man.
He said one thing to me. Lloyd Wolf, RIP, my high school coach.
Yeah.
When we got 20 seconds, perfect. We're playing Central Catholic in the old Hill Road gym. We were struggling a little bit in the first half. Missed a couple chippies. I come in front of the whole team. He walks in and he looks at me, goes, "Pass the ball."
Wow.
And I said, "Who do you think you're talking to?"
You didn't say that.
No.
Yeah.
I was thinking it. All right. 888-957-9570. Let's get back into the Giants. They won a big game last night, scored 6 runs, beat the Padres. Final game of the homestand against the Padres. They're still playing the Braves this weekend, so they're not going anywhere. That segment brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.